Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Ask you, can I ask a favor? Would you subscribe to the podcast for me? On your podcast app, all you have to do is search for The Situation with Michael Brown. Search for The Situation with Michael Brown, and then you hit that subscribe button. Then it will automatically download both the weekday program and the weekend program, and then you get 23 hours of me. Think about that. Your brain will be so much better after 23 hours of me. You won't need to see a neurosurgeon like the president does. And don't forget, you can always text me a question or comment on your message app. The number's 33103. I read all the text messages you send. I don't reply to all of them, but I read every single one. And I appreciate them, too. So the message app, the number is 33103. Just start your message with the word Mike or Michael, either one of those, and it'll get through to me, and I'll read it. So I want to do a potpourri this hour of just some different policy issues, primarily economic issues, and then we'll see where the program goes as I get through them. There's a huge distinction between what you and I are told when it comes to, let's say, the gross domestic product or the inflation number or the consumer price index and what's really behind those numbers. And we're often just told top-line numbers. But we're never really reminded of how they reach those top-line numbers or what they really mean. Let's think about employment. You get the employment numbers, and we're told that, you know, hey, employment ticked up just a little bit, but, you know, employment, and Biden will talk about, oh, you know, just last month, we created 200,000 new jobs around the country. And that's all you hear. You never hear about, okay, well, where are those jobs? Are they agricultural jobs? Are they full-time jobs? Are they part-time jobs? Or most importantly, are they government jobs? Well, more likely than not, most of the time, the greatest amount of new jobs created over the past year has been in the public sector, not just the federal government, but federal, state, and local government. And then even if the local government, you know, you have all these districts. You got a water district. You got a conservation district. You got whatever it might be. And so those jobs are never explained that in the 200,000 jobs that were created, some 30,000 or 80,000 or whatever the number might be, are actually government jobs. So the people who are working in the private sector and paying taxes, that money's going to pay for all those new government jobs. Well, when I was the undersecretary back in the Bush administration, we had somewhere between 16 and 25 different bargaining units just within my section of Homeland Security. There were four undersecretaries. We had four pillars. So you had emergency preparedness and response in FEMA, and that was mine. And then you had transportation and something, and you had another group over here that was Customs and Border Patrol and ICE and all of them. And then you had the administrative part. So four undersecretaries. And in my part, I had somewhere between 16 and 25 bargaining units, 16 and 25 unions. And all of those different bargaining units all wanted different perks. They wanted different working hours. You know, some wanted to be able to work, you know, from 6 a.m. until, you know, 2 p.m. And some wanted to work from 10 p.m. to 6 p.m. Some wanted, you know, to have a 4-day work week of four 10-hour days. And so you had to bargain with all of those. And then comes along COVID. Now, COVID was after my time. I'd already left the federal government. Bush was no longer president. COVID hits, and everybody's told to go home. And in the private sector, many people lost their jobs. The government didn't. Do you know that as of today, just 6% of the millions of government workers come to the office full time? Did you hear me? 6%. That's less than 10%. Less than 10% of the millions of government workers actually come to the office full time. Yet, they earn, on average, 40% more than the average American who pays their salaries. And they can retire at 55 with full benefits. Now, just in case you didn't hear that, let me repeat it for you. For those of you in the back of the class that aren't paying attention, wake up. 6% of the millions of government workers actually work full-time in the office. 94% are still working from home. Yet, all of those government workers on average earn 40% more than the average worker in the private sector. So you're paying for that. That's something that we need to reverse. Government's becoming the largest employer in the country. Government, in terms of benefits and salary and wages and everything, they're outpacing the average private sector worker who's actually doing all the heavy lifting. You know, Elon Musk, I don't care what you think about Elon Musk. I mean, I think there are great things about Elon Musk, and I think there are back crap crazy things about Elon Musk. But I think it's time for an Elon Musk solution. Fire 80%. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe 94%. Because if it worked for old Twitter, imagine what it would do for the deep state. Imagine what would happen if we actually, you know, during my tenure, almost 6 years working for Bush, there were a few political appointees that I was able to fire for either doing something stupid or doing something wrong or not doing what they were supposed to do. But they were easy to fire because they were political appointees. But when it came to firing civil servants, the so-called deep state or the administrative state, the civil career people that worked there forever, there was one person that I'll never forget. My general counsel came to me and said, I need to show you something. We started looking at the IP addresses of this one guy that shows up to work every day, goes to an office somewhere in the building and, you know, goes to lunch and then comes back to his office and then leaves at 5 p.m. He puts in 8 hours a day, but look at what he's doing. Literally watching porn 8 hours a day. And they had the evidence in front of me. It took me a year to fire that guy. A year. So imagine if I found that one guy, I'm not saying that means that everybody's like that, but they're everywhere. And now that they're working from home, if 94% of them are working part-time and not coming into the office full-time, I mean, come on, you know what you do. You're on a Zoom call. You know you turn your camera off so you can take care of the kid. You know you turn your camera off so that you can take care of email. You know you turn your camera off, you turn your sound off because you're doing something else over here. We all do it. Don't tell anybody, but when we have Zoom calls right here in this building, I do that sometimes. So imagine what a government worker's doing. Just stop and imagine that for a minute. Well, let's hear more. Because a study that found that 6% I want you to hear more about that. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. In fact, if you want to see some of these stories, you got to follow me on Twitter right now. It's at Michael Brown USA. Hang tight. I want you to hear the details about these stats next.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DINOVITE.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Are you a senior or part of a senior family in Northern California? Discover the Legacy Conference, Shasta County's premier event for seniors. Hi, I'm financial advisor JC Marrero, the founder of Legacy Builders Alliance. We invite you to join us for the Legacy Conference on August 3rd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free thanks to Roof Savers. Explore vendor booths, attend interactive breakout sessions, and gain valuable insights from our local experts in finance, estate law, health, wellness, and so much more. Attendees will have the opportunity to be entered into drawings to win giveaway prizes, visit food trucks, and enjoy free coffee. By pre-registering today, you'll receive an extra entry into our big giveaway valued at over $5,000. Also, the first 800 attendees will receive a free swag bag. Reserve your spot today at LegacyBuildersAlliance.org or by calling 530-364-4667. Take charge of your legacy and leave a lasting impact. We look forward to seeing you on August 3rd.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Laux Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Laux Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road. And check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. You know, if you're looking for an affiliate, I got a text message from somebody that was sitting there trying to find an affiliate. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Michaelsaysgohere.com. Pull down the How to Listen tab, and you'll find all the affiliates, when they air the program, and when they re-air the program. So MichaelSaysGoHere.com, pull down the How to Listen tab, and you'll find all of the affiliates all over the country. So let's hear about this 6% of workers that actually go into the office.
A new study finds that just 6% of government workers actually come to the office. The other 94% are pretending COVID's still going or perhaps never really worked in the first place. Meanwhile, a separate study finds government workers make nearly 40% more than the private sector workers who are footing their extravagant salaries for apparently staying at home. Given the famous productivity of government workers, even when they do show up, this might strike many taxpayers as excessive. In fact, it might just be time for the Elon solution. Fire 80% or perhaps 94% and let the healing begin. Apparently, the White House has been politely asking government workers to maybe think about swinging by the office every so often, but they are ignored since government workers pretty much keep their jobs no matter what, and most probably plan to keep kicking back until they retire at 50, well, perhaps 55, which is apparently the standard retirement age for government workers. Their union sums it up, quote, "They worked heroically through the pandemic. The idea they have to go to the office is now absurd." Heroically, I tell you. It's good to be king, lording it over these suckers who pay the bills, and lord it they do. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, government wages and benefit average nearly 40% more than the commoner plebs who foot the bill and actually had to work for the money.
Think about that. 40% more. You know what really bugs me about that? I understand, having seen civil servants work, and some do incredible jobs, and some of the jobs are really tough. But the people that are making 40% more than those in the private sector, on average, are generally the paper pushers, are generally those that are working in offices. They're not necessarily they're not in a combat zone. They're not working in some sort of, you know, really difficult, strenuous, labor-intensive position. No, these are the people that work in all the offices that you see all around the country. There are these, you know, the beige color, the whatever that standard color is that the government, the GSA uses to paint government buildings. It's just this drab yellow color. What bothers me is that we're losing sight of who pays the bills. And the people that pay the bills are the single moms, the single fathers, the people working two jobs or three jobs that are trying to raise their children, that are just trying to make the car payment so they can get to work. And then when they get to work, they're worried about losing their job because all of the prices are so high. So whatever the job is, they're making widgets. And whatever they have to, you know, to produce the widgets, that's costing that company even more money. So they're entering into cost-cutting measures. They're trying to save money. So what's the first thing to go? What's the highest cost in a business? Labor, personnel. So you start laying those people off. So people are worried about their jobs. The economy is not as great as you think it is. And I'll give you some stats about that in a minute. But we've kind of turned everything upside down. You know, FDR warned that you can't bargain with the government. You cannot collectively bargain with the government. FDR, the pinnacle of the New Deal, the pinnacle of Democrats, the hero of Democrats, other than maybe Woodrow Wilson or LBJ, warned us specifically that you have to be careful about these public sector unions, that they will eventually grow out of control. And that's what we're witnessing.
Made of $44 per hour in wage and a hilarious $24 per hour in benefits. Benefits are nearly twice the private sector level. Why so many bennies? Because they're hard for taxpayer advocates to see. They especially do this with public school teachers, where wages are held down, especially for new teachers, so they can wave a pathetic number in front of taxpayers while the benefits and 3 months plus vacation take average teacher pay to nearly $80 per hour, which is twice the median American. course, it's much higher in big cities where unions essentially own City Hall and teachers leave kids illiterate and unable to figure out how many dimes are in a dollar. So how did we get here? There were two key moments in the government worker aristocracy that apparently rules over America. The first was the Pendleton Act of 1883, which replaced the previous system where presidents hired or fired all government workers with an allegedly corrupt-proof system where government workers became essentially independent of presidents, meaning independent of voters. The second was the creation of government worker unions during the Depression, something even FDR opposed. He called them, quote, unthinkable and intolerable, since they essentially hold the people hostage to the government itself. Alas, FDR failed to stop it since the optics did not really work for him. And so here we are, ruled by an army of 19 million government workers, roughly 12% of the entire workforce, and of course, a rabid voter constituency for yet more government spending, the better to pay their benefits. So what's next? Brought to you by Unchained.com. There's actually a surprisingly clean solution to our imperial aristocracy, one that Trump had planned to implement in his second term, called Schedule F reform. This would strip many federal workers of their job immunity, allowing a president, being the representative of the people, to fire them at will. This is essential to getting government workers back to...
No, I meant to stop there. How many of you right now are at-will workers, meaning that you can be fired at will? That's almost all workers. In the private sector, that's pretty much how it works. But if you ever suggest that for the public sector, they scream like stuck pigs. Oh, you can't do that. You can't just fire me at will. Why, that means that a president can come in and just fire a bunch of people and put his own people in there. Yes. And so can CEOs. So can HR people. So can any hiring manager. They pick and choose who they want. And then they fire whomever they want. How many companies have you seen that have gone through a round of layoffs? And there's no, you know, you sit back and you look and there's no rhyme or reason to why they pick him, why they pick her, why? They're at will workers. They may have a contract and the contract says, here's what we're going to pay you. Here are your benefits and here are your vacation days and sick days and here are the other benefits that you get. But however, we can fire you at will. So the contract just basically an outline of what your benefits are. Oh, and maybe a severance package if you're lucky enough to have that. So this idea of somehow, oh my gosh, we can't make government workers at-will workers, when that's almost just view the landscape in the private sector. That's the way it is in the private sector. Think about education. And I know it's a touchy subject when it comes to teachers. But they do. They get 3 months off plus... Not just the 3 months, but what? They work 180 days a year out of 365. That's the typical school year, 180 days. And yeah, beginning teacher salaries are low. Why don't we get rid of the top-heavy administrative staff? Let me give you some CPI numbers coming up next. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Follow me on X, Facebook, and Instagram. You can find all those icons at MichaelSaysGoHere.com.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money. And our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Remember, you can text any question or comment. Use your message app. Number is 33103. Just start your message with the word Mike or Michael and send me a text message. And, you know, cross-promote my other program. You can listen weekdays from 6 to 10 Mountain Time on your iHeart app. Just look for 630 KHOW in Denver and listen on the weekends, too. So you get me during the week and during the weekend all across the country. And I really do appreciate those of you who listen on the weekend tuning in during the weekday, because I see your text messages and I get your emails and I appreciate it. So before I finish this soundbite from Professor Stone talking about this kind of unevenness, this schism between the public sector and the private sector, I want you to think about how much people have to work, not just to pay their bills, but to pay their taxes. And we forget about taxes, because one of the most insidious and I think horrible things that the federal government did with the adoption of the income tax, which I completely object to, was this concept of withholding. Because people just look at their paycheck and they think, oh, this is what I'm making. No, stop. That is your net. Look at your gross. And then realize how much is being taken out for income tax at the state, local, maybe, and the federal level. How much is being taken out for Medicare, Medicaid. How much is being taken out for this or that. I mean, you stop and you look and you realize, oh, I would have this other money, but my labor is being taxed for all these other purposes. And then at the end of the year, come April 15, I have to file a tax return. And then people are like, oh, yeah, I'm getting some money back. No, you're getting your money back that they withheld. I think we ought to go to a system, and I think this would cause another Tea Party. This, and by a Tea Party, I don't mean the most recent Tea Party. I mean the Tea Party of 1776, where there's actually a revolution. And we say, you know what, stop it. Stop taxing my labor. If you want to tax my consumption, which I have control over, because I choose to go buy a new car, or I choose to buy 5 bags of potato chips instead of 1 bag of potato chips, so you can tax my consumption, okay. Or even a flat tax or a fair tax. But this idea of taxing our labor and then hiding it from us through withholding, if we all had to come up with whatever our share of income tax is on April 15 and we actually had to write a check for it, there'd be a revolution. And we would realize, we'd start asking, what are we paying for? What are we paying for? I challenge you to do this. Go look at your next paycheck. Right? Monday's the 15th, unless you get your direct deposit early. Go look at your pay stub. Go look at it. Or the next time you go out and you're shopping, look at the receipt. You know, I push this probably at least 3 or 4 times a year. Somebody ought to sometime just track every expenditure you make, cash or credit card, and keep the receipts and look at how much you pay in sales tax and then track how much you pay in income. Go look at your pay stub right now and look at how much you've paid in income tax, and we're just slightly halfway through the year. And then think about, what if you had to come up with that on April 15th of next year? You'd be screaming bloody murder. You'd be asking, what am I paying for? What am I getting for this? The next time you hit a pothole, ask yourself, wait a minute. All this money I'm paying for, why does this street or this highway suck? Or the next time you drive past a homeless encampment, or a bus that's dropping off illegal aliens, or a hotel that's been converted into a shelter for people who are crossing the border illegally. Ask yourself, where's that money coming from? And then look in your paycheck and realize that what you're paying, what all of us are paying, is not enough to cover the bills. And that's why we have a $1 trillion deficit. back to what needs to be done.
Ruled by an army of 19 million government workers, roughly 12% of the entire workforce, and of course, a rabid voter constituency for yet more government spending, the better to pay their benefits. So what's next? Brought to you by Untamed.com. There's actually a surprisingly clean solution to our imperial aristocracy, one that Trump had planned to implement in his second term, called Schedule F reform. This would strip many federal workers of their job immunity, allowing a president, being the representative of the people, to fire them at will. This is essential to getting government workers back to actually serving the people. It's the only way to prevent future presidents from being rolled or blocked by the deep state again. Carried across the federal bureaucracy, then onto state and local governments, and perhaps Americans could even start thinking of government workers as helpful rather than something resembling an occupying army. Okay, we'll be...
Go take a look at that. Unchained.com. That's the website, Unchained.com. You can read more about that proposal. It's radical. And many people will be aghast at it. Oh, my gosh, we can't do something that radical. Well, ask what you're, you know, are you getting what you pay for? When you go buy a, you pay for a service or you pay for a product, you expect to get value for what you pay for. If your product or service costs you $100, you expect to get $100 worth of product or services. And if you don't, you either don't go back to that merchant again or you ask for a refund. Wait a minute. You know, look, I paid... This meal was $25, but, you know, it was overcooked, it was undercooked, I'm just not happy, either replace it, do something. We just don't accept it. But for some reason, when it comes to the government, we don't complain about it. We complain and bitch about it, but we don't really do anything about it. You could start by just picking up the phone or getting on your computer and sending an email. Now, I know when you do that, you're going to say, well, Michael, they don't listen. Trust me. I know from being inside the belly of the beast, they do pay attention. The problem is they don't hear from enough people. And so we just keep going along. We keep going through these money laundering schemes where they take our tax dollars and then government workers come up with a program and then they go to an NGO, a non-government organization, and they hire their friends, they hire their political constituents to work in those NGOs, and then they take that money and take that grant money, and they do something with it, something that we don't really need, but that's how we end up paying for all the illegal aliens. That's how we end up paying for homelessness instead of actually doing something about it. We never solve the problem. And we never solve the problem because I know we're all busy and we're all doing things. But for Pete's sake, if only 94% or if 94% of government workers are still working from home, tell me, how productive do you think they're really being? Now, I know you work from home sometimes, and I know that you really try to do everything you can. And maybe you can get all of your work done instead of 8 hours. You can get your work done in 6 hours because you don't have all the water cooler talk or all the distractions you might have at work. I get working from home. I understand it. But really? 94%? Let's just call it 100%. Just all government workers. You don't need to drive. You don't need to, you know, you don't need to fight the traffic. You don't need to deal with the parking. You don't need to deal with, you know, either brown bagging it or finding a place to eat for lunch. You don't have to deal with your coworkers. You know, you don't have to deal with any of that. All the stuff that you and I have to deal with, they don't. At some point, we're going to say enough's enough. And at some point, we're going to say, what's the value? What are we getting? Now, I know you can point to value, say, with the U.S. military or the Coast Guard. You can point to the value with maybe, say, the Secret Service or something. Yeah, we can see the value in some things. Other things, you have to ask yourself, really? For what? Do you know, for example, how many people your U.S. senator employs? I shouldn't say because they don't employ them. You and I do. We pay for them. Go look sometime. Or just call and ask. How many people work for just one U.S. senator? And when they talk about the people that work for them, don't let them kind of scoot by saying, well, these are the people that work in my office. Remember, they have committees. And those committees have staffers. and those staffers work for senators. So a senator has his office staff. He has the staff that works back in his state, and they have offices around the state. And then that senator might be on, I don't know, let's say 10 committees. Well, each of those 10 committees, that senator has staffers that work for him or her on that committee. They have hundreds of people that work for them, all doing their bidding, and you're paying for it. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't get rid of all the staffers, but at some point, look at the layoffs in your company based on trying to be more efficient or streamlining. Now, you and I may not agree with it. I mean, my company's done layoffs, and I haven't agreed with all of them. But I recognize that, what are they trying to do? They're trying to increase or maintain their profits, and they do so by reducing their expenses. That's what you and I have to do every single day. Even in our own homes, that's what we have to do. But government, we just seem to say, just keep growing. Just keep growing. Yeah, I'm tired of it. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Be sure and follow me on X, Facebook, and Instagram. You can find all those icons at michaelsaysgohere.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's DynaVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. So glad to have you with me. As I always do before the end of the program, because I mean this sincerely. I say it every week, and I mean it sincerely. I appreciate every single one of you that tune in and listen on the weekend. And I'm very grateful for you doing it. And I would also ask you, just as a favor, if you like the program, share it with your friends, tell your friends about it, and don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, because all of that helps us build the program up even larger and larger. And, of course, I'm just competitive enough that that's what I'd like to do. You ever been to Springfield, Ohio? I've never been. But I don't know, you'd think that a small town that's kind of deep in the heartland of this country might be safe from foreign conquest, especially by a country that is probably the most backward and dysfunctional country on the planet. Springfield, Ohio, population 58,662. It has now been annexed by Haiti. Haiti, that crap hole country that, because it's ruled by gangs, it's ruled by a corrupt government that is pretty much the gangs, and just seems to be struck by God with natural disasters all the time. Haiti has annexed Springfield, Ohio. Yeah. Springfield, if you look on the map, is just west of the state capital in Columbus. It has been a target of Haitian immigrants at least going back to 2014. And in the ensuing years, in the past, say, 10 years, some 10,000 Haitians have moved to this Rust Belt town. But in the last 4 years alone, that population has ballooned to more than 20,000. So what's happening? Well, town services are being stretched thin. You got costs for translating services. You got costs for housing. You got costs for legal services. All of those have become a major expense for the remaining U.S. citizens that happen to live in Springfield, Ohio. Now, here's an advantage. There's an advantage of being a conqueror rather than the conquered. And that is that the latter, the conquered, have to pay the conqueror's bills. According to news reports, Haitians have become more obtrusive by driving illegally, piling into apartments and homes by the dozens, filling local schools with children who need special care and education and language services, and increasingly becoming a focus for government spending. The conquest is explicit. Residents of this town are becoming uneasy because their towns become increasingly decorated with Haitian flags. And some have expressed concerns when the Haitian flag was raised at City Hall instead of the U.S. flag. That was during the city's Flag Day celebrations. You know, beyond the humiliating symbolism, third world occupation kills American children. Migrant Hermanio Joseph drove a 2010 Honda Odyssey into oncoming traffic, causing a school bus filled with kids on their way to their first day of school to spin out of control and flip over. That left 11-year-old Aiden Clark dead and another dozen other kids injured, many seriously. He didn't have a driver's license. Now, not that that would stop him from driving, or perhaps even voting. But if you own property in a town of, run by Democrats like this, look what they've done to it. It might be wise not to bother trying to sell. Just get the hell out and count yourself lucky. That's what illegal immigration is doing to this country. Springfield, Ohio? Who'd have thunk that? But then who would have thought this? That Lurch, former senator and climate czar John Kerry, actually said something sensible. Yes, I couldn't believe he said this.
We have a president who is not capable of doing the job, who clearly has these temper tantrums, doesn't know enough to be making many of the decisions he makes. This is unbelievable. This is a presidency that this is a genuine constitutional crisis. And the crisis is heightened by the fact that my former colleagues in the United States Senate on the Republican side, who have taken an oath of office to defend the Constitution and the institutions of our country as a whole, which are embraced in that oath, are defending instead not the Constitution, not the institution of the Senate. They're defending party and the president, who simply doesn't know what he's doing. The president's performance in Helsinki, where he stood with Putin toe-to-toe, but melted, never went toe-to-toe, never defended the interests of our country, never held President Putin accountable for what he has been doing. Leaders all across the world are making judgments about our president and our country and all kinds of risks as a result of what they're reading about this presidency and the United States. This is dangerous. It's a crisis of conscience for people in the United States Senate on the other side of the aisle, where they have been willing to be more protective of their chairmanships, of their party, of their president, than they have of the Constitution and the institutions themselves.
You talk about the lies that were told to the American people throughout the war in Vietnam by politicians, by the military in many cases. You know, the bombings, the assassinations, all the things, the enemies list that we as a country went through. Is the time we're in now more dangerous than that time? Because that
it is more dangerous. Growing up,
that seemed like the country was being torn apart.
Yes, it is more dangerous. And the reason is more, there are several reasons, a number of reasons it is more dangerous. For one thing, today, we have a president who clearly, is not equipped to do the job. I mean,
oh, wait a minute. I'm so sorry. That video was from 2018. No, he wasn't talking about Biden. He was talking about Trump. My bad. Will you forgive me? Thanks for tuning in to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Everybody have a great weekend. I'll see you next Saturday.
Judge Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bagged soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.